As targets dictating on Ronald Santinello. Santinello is Santinello. Santinello Ronald. Santinello Ronald. Date of birth is 8/10/1945. Date of visit is 2/13/23. Please make a copy for Mina Zahidi, M.D. Zahidi, Z-A-H-E-D-I. Mina, M-I-N-A. Mina Zahidi, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Mina, M-I-N-A. Thank you for sending Ronald Santinello. Santinello is S-A-N-T-I-N-E-L-L-O. Santinello for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of permanent illness. This is a 77-year-old male who is overweight and has a history of shortness of breath with activity since the past 2 years, associated with cough and sputum production, has been on a Combivent inhaler, one puff 3 times a day. The patient states, his symptoms started gradually and have worsened over the past 6 months. And he also has gained weight. Period. A chest x-ray done on 11/15/22 showed no acute pulmonary infiltrates. The patient also went for a pulmonary function study in December of 22, which showed a moderate obstructive defect with a significant response to bronchodilator use and reduced diffusing capacity. The patient states the inhaler does not help him much. And he has had no chest pains, hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of prostate cancer, status post radiation therapy, history of obesity, hypoventilation. Also has a history of colon cancer with partial colon resection and a history of peripheral neuropathy. Had bladder cancer treated with BCG and cauterization. He also has history of diabetes for over 5 years and history of hypertension and arthritis of the knees and hips. He had bilateral knee replacement surgery in the past and has had colonoscopies and has a pain pump implanted in the lower lumbar region. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Does not drink alcohol. He worked in construction and may have been exposed to asbestos. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer, the colon, mother died of natural causes. Next paragraph, medalist included Combivent Respimat, one puff TID, pioglitazone 45 milligrams Tylee, glipizide ER 2.5 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams BID, acetylopram 20 milligrams daily, and vitamin E and protonix 40 milligrams a day. Next, paragraph system review. The patient has fatigue and has had weight gain. His vertigo, no nausea, vomiting. He has no urinary frequency or hematuria. He has shortness of breath and cough and wheezing. Also, denies chest pains, jaw pain, or calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. He has no abdominal pains, black stools, or diarrhea. No anxiety or depression. Denies sleep apnea. He has joint pains, muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an elderly, obese, white male, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138/70. Pulse is 80 respirations, 20 temperature, 97.8. Weight is 236, saturation 98. HE India, non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with diminished peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD. And number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Advised to start on Ventolin inhaler, 2+ TIDPRN. And and use a Symbicort inhaler 160 per 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs daily, 2 puffs BID. He will need a polysomnogram as an outpatient. Weight loss was discussed in a CT chest without contrast was suggested, and a follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mina Zahidi, MD. Thank you.